Good afternoon. My name is Tony Hemphill, and the name of my podcast is Technology Usage for Early Learners. Today is Saturday, July 26, 2014. The purpose of my podcast is to educate the parents, caregivers, and early childhood educators of It's a Child's World Early Learning Center on the joint statement of the National Association for the Education of Young Children and the Fred Rogers Center for Early Learning and Children's Media at St. Vincent's College. It is the position of NAEYC and the Fred Rogers Center that technology and interactive media are learning tools that, when used in intentional and developmentally appropriate ways and in conjunction with other traditional tools and materials, can support the development and learning of young children. The purpose of this position statement is to provide a framework to guide practice in the selection, use, interrogation, and evaluation of technology tools and screen media in early childhood setting serving children birth through age 8. Early childhood educators can adopt the principles and guidelines from this statement to make informed decisions about the selection of technology tools and screen media, the appropriate use of technology, the integration of technology in early childhood settings, and the evaluation of technology to effectively support children's learning and development. The most effective use of technology in an early childhood setting involves the application of tools and materials to enhance children's learning and development, interactions, communications, and collaboration. As technology increasingly finds its way into ordinary values, the types and use of technology in early childhood programs have also expanded dramatically to include computers, tablets, e-books, mobile devices, handheld gaming devices, digital cameras and video camcorders, electronic toys, multimedia players for music and videos, digital audio recorders, interactive whiteboards, software applications, the internet, streaming media, and more. These technologies are increasingly expanding the tools and materials to which young children have access both in their homes and in their classroom, affecting the ways in which young children interact with the world and with others. We know that technology may be used for activities that are not educationally sound, developmentally appropriate, or effective. Examples of inappropriate use of technology suggest the following. Passive use of technology and media is inappropriately used as a replacement for active play, engagement with other children, and interactions with adults at any age. Most experts believe computers are not developmentally appropriate for children under the age of 3. However, the same experts believe children 3 years old and older can begin to effectively explore and use computers to enhance development in various areas of learning. No screen time for children aged 2 years and under. You should set limits to no more than 1 hour of total screen time per day for children ages 3 to 12 years. Screen time refers to video games, cell phone, TVs, and computers. Do not allow a TV in a child's room before age of 12 years old. Do not allow media using during homework and meal times at any age. Suggestions for the appropriate use of technology encourages the following. Responsive interactions between adults and children are essential to early brain development and cognitive, social, emotional, physical, and language development. Ensure that any use of technology and media serves as a way to strengthen adult-child relationships. Children's use of technology should be active, hands-on, engaging, empowering, and interactive, and importantly, should give the child control. Technology should help children progress in skill development at their individual rates and are used as one of many options to support children's learning. Appropriate use of technology in infant toddlers is viewing digital photos, participating in Skype, interactions with loved ones, co-viewing ebooks, and engaging with some interactive apps. Integration of technology into the environment, curriculum, and routine enhances early childhood practices. Now I'll give you a few specific types of technology I researched to suggest for use with children for developmental purposes. On-Track Thinking Software, Windows download for preschoolers. On-Track Thinking Skills software is fast and easy to download, interactive, whiteboard friendly, and it gets little learners focused on detail, an important skill for school success. They will identify a sequence, same and different, before and after, object association, and more. The dynamic approach tracks kids' progress, color coding, correct, incorrect answers, and give them an at-glance review for their work. Stars mean great job, and a check mark flags incorrect answers. The price of this software is $9.99. It can be accessed online. I found this on schoolzone.com. LeapFrog creates an award-winning tablet for kids, reading system, and kids' educational toys that delight, engage, and inspire children to reach their potential. My Pal Scout, a cuddly puppy pal that you can customize. Personalize this snugly interactive puppy by teaching him your child's name and favorite things. Your child can hug, share, and play along with Scout, an interactive toy that supports social learning. The benefits of interactive playtime include motivation, positive exploration, and engagement. Teaches first words and phrases, numbers and daily routines, feelings and emotions. Ages range from 6 months to 36 months. The price is $21.99. LeapFrog also provides LeapPad tablets for learners, with an educational-approved library of games and apps that seamlessly blend out comprehensive curriculum into age-appropriate play. Kids will never run out of fun. LeapPad has award-winning curriculum that goes beyond core skills, drawing from 2,600 skills across subjects that reflect common, core, state standard, tailored in fun ways. Age ranges from 3 to 9 years old. Tablet prices range from $75 to $130, additional costs incurred per game. Items can be found at LeapFrog.com or in various stores or other websites, i.e. Walmart or Amazon.com. Giggle Bellies, sweet songs and lullabies and audio CD, recommended from age 1 through 5. A tender collection of animated sweet songs and lullabies, carefully paced from beginning to end. This CD was created to engage and soothe for quiet, nap, and sleepy times. The price is $14.98. This CD can be found by doing an internet search, but I found it at Amazon.com. Sago Mini Soundbox app recommended for toddlers. A musical box of sound surprises perfect for toddlers. Introduces children to sound and music in a magical app. Just shake, rattle, and tap. Listen for cheerful chimes, horns, drums, animals, and more. The price is $2.99. App can be found on iTunes. Alphabet Flashcard, which is an Android app. From A to Z, Apple to Zebra, learn ABC letters by letter. Flashcards are a super time-tested way to learn fundamentals, and this self-paced alphabet flashcard app puts emphasis on fun. Two different sets of word picture cards give 52 practice in upper and lowercase alphabet letters. Ready for a different activity? Play a fun alphabet game. In level 1, complete the ABC order by choosing letters. In level 2, pick the picture that starts with the missing letter. Level 3 combines letters and pictures. Starburst animation and audio praise reward correction moves and answers. Gentle audio cues points out mistakes. Makes the first step into the wonderful world of words of winners. The price is $2.99. This app can be found on Google Play. Parents, caregivers, and early childhood educators of It's a Child's World Early Learner Center, it has been my pleasure to present technology usage for early learners to you. I hope this information was as useful for you as it was for my learning. Thank you for listening.